Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
A resolution was adopted by the Kenai Peninsula Assembly to commend Betty J. Glick for her contributions to the city of Kenai. Betty Glick passed away on Thursday, December 22, 2022, at Central Peninsula Hospital. In her 87 years, she accomplished many things, including all the contributions she gave to the community. Borough Mayor Mike DeVar read the accolades for Betty Glick from the resolution commending the contributions of Betty J. Glick.
She served on the Kenai Borough Planning Commission in 1976, serving as vice chairman from 1977 to 81 and chairman from 81 to 82. She took her civic duty seriously and was elected to the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, serving from 1982 to 1996 and again from 2002 to 2005. Betty presided over 100 assembly meetings, 17 more than any other president.
During Betty Glick's tenure on the Assembly, she served multiple times as Assembly Vice President, Assembly President, and Parliamentarian, as well as chairing numerous committees. As an Assembly member, she was enabled to serve on the Cook Inlet Regional Citizens Advisory Council and the Alaska Coastal Policy Council. Other local and statewide positions included the Kenai Peninsula Borough's Board of Equalization and its Board of Adjustment, the Kenai Peninsula Borough's Election Canvas Board, the Election Board Chair on the Kenai No. 2 Precinct for several years, co-chair for the Kenai Peninsula Borough's Reappointment Committee in 2001, and as chair in 2011. Glick also served on the Executive Board of the Alaska Municipal League and its president from 1983 to 84. In 1990, she became the first female president of the Western Interstate Region Board of Directors, representing 16 Western public land states. In the mid to late 90s, she served as the Alaska representative to the National Association of County Board of Directors. She gained recognition in the who's who of American women. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly extended its heartfelt condolences to the family of Betty J. Glick, who were in attendance and joined her many friends in mourning the loss of an extraordinary woman who gave so much to her community. You'll find the resolution on our story at RadioKenai.com. The Kenai Peninsula's weekly employee salary average stands at $1,106 according to statistics released by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, reflecting second quarter 2022 employment numbers. The Kenai ranks 14th of the 30 boroughs represented in Alaska. The Kenai Peninsula falls within the second tier of employment numbers, with 8 boroughs or counties with wages over $1,200 per week and 6 boroughs with wages over $1,100 per week. The municipality of Anchorage tops Alaska at $1,306 average weekly wage, which ranked 84th nationwide in the second quarter of 2022. Alaska additionally consists of 17 smaller boroughs, 11 census areas, and 1 municipality, each of which is considered a county-level equivalent. 5 of the 29 counties in Alaska with employment below 75,000 employees, excluding Anchorage, had average weekly wages higher than the national average at $1,294. North Slope Borough, $2,124. Southeast Fairbanks Census Area, $1,579. Northwest Arctic Borough at $1,550. And Aleutian West Census Area, $1,541. And Nome Census Area at $1,315. Wage levels in 24 of the 29 smaller counties, including the Kenai Peninsula Borough, were below the national average of $1,294 in the second quarter of 2022. Kenai ranks behind larger areas such as Fairbanks and Juneau. However, the Kenai Peninsula ranks ahead of similar boroughs like Mat-Su and Kodiak. The Kuslavik Census Area reported the lowest weekly average wage among smaller counties, averaging $815, followed by the Huna-Angoon Census Area, $824, and the Lake and Peninsula Borough, $830. For a complete breakdown throughout the state of Alaska, visit the story on our website at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.